Hello and welcome to the Daily Info Oxcast. It's our weekly roundup of the best events happening in and around Oxford. The Oxcast is produced every Wednesday and you can find it from our homepage each week.
This is Anais's last Oxcast as well, so it's a...
Sad days.
It's emotional, it's going to be emotional.
This week I've got sounds and science on my theme.
I'm going to be talking about Mother's Day, St. Patrick's Day and Dylan Moran.
I'm going to be talking about schizophrenia, monetizing music and the Tudors.
But to start us off, we've got an Oxford fact, which we do every week at the start of the Oxcast. This week it comes from Jen in the office, and she has told us that Jesus College was the first Protestant college of the university. It was founded in 1571 during the reign of Elizabeth I. And before that, all the colleges were actually Catholic because they were often outposts of monasteries and the monks could come and study there. So I guess they were all Catholic monks. And then maybe some Protestant monks, possibly from Wales, came over and founded Jesus College.
Or I think so, yes, there's a Welsh connection.
Possibly, Jesus is definitely known as the Welsh College, and T.E. Lawrence went there and things like that as well.
So. Yeah. So there you go, Jesus College was the very first Protestant college at the university. Thanks, Jen, for that fact.
And if you have any facts you know about Oxford that you think we should be chatting about on the Oxcast, you can tweet us, Facebook us, or email us any Oxford facts you have. On to the events this week. And the Oxford Theatre Guild's largest annual show at the Oxford Playhouse this year is a historical play called Mary Stuart. It's by Friedrich Schiller, and it fictionalises the last days of Mary, Queen of Scots' encounter with Queen Elizabeth. So this time last year, the Oxford Theatre Guild were producing at the Oxford Playhouse A Streetcar Named Desire. Mm-hmm. They also perform at the North Wall, at the old fire station, at the castle. If you search Oxford Theatre Guild in the review section on our website, you'll find loads and loads of reviews of all their work. And pretty much all of them assure you that you will have a good evening and you'll be safe in the hands of the Oxford Theatre Guild. So if you haven't been to one of their shows yet, read up and you'll definitely want to go. So Mary Stuart is a show that's pretty much capitalising on the popularity of the Tudors at the moment. Hilary Mantel's books and now the TV adaptation of Wolf Hall have been hugely popular and we're all enjoying a bit of historical fiction at the moment. But with every Oxford Theatre Guild show, they kind of put their own spin on it. And for this piece, they've commissioned John Wynne, sorry if I haven't pronounced that right, who is the co-founder of the great local folk pop band Stornoway, to write the music. He hasn't written music for theatre before, so it's new for him, but you can expect the sounds of harpsichords, spinets, lutes and bass viol da gamba accompanying the dramatic action. And some of the production photos have also been online and the period costumes look magnificent as well. So this is the latest Oxford Theatre Guild offering. It's Mary Stuart and it's at the Oxford Playhouse until Saturday.
So a different kind of sound that you could be hearing over the next couple of weeks. Audiograft is back in Oxford. This is the sound art festival and it's running from today until the 27th, so you've got a couple of weeks to see things happening all around the city. They've got concerts, exhibitions, installations, lots of things going on. I spoke to Paul Whitty actually from the Sonic Art Research Unit, who are one of the groups running the festival, and here's what he said. So I'm here with Paul Whitty, who is the curator of the Audiograph Festival this year, also the director of Sonic Art Research Unit at Brooks, and I believe you're the founder of that project as well, is that right?
That's right. Actually, there are really three curators of Audiograph each year. It's myself and Stephen Cornford, who's a sound artist, and Paul Dibley, who's an electroacoustic composer.
Okay.
And we collectively work with the Sonic Art Research Unit at Oxford Brooks, and we're all founding members of that.
Okay, explain to you what that is.
Well, the Sonic Art Research Unit, it's a sort of loose group of researchers, I suppose, who are some are members of staff, mm-hmm. some are visiting artists, some are postgraduate students, research students and so on. And we're all interested in different aspects of sound from composition to experimental electronic work to phenomenology of sound as well. Some of the students are interested in the way sound travels through objects.
So this festival then, this isn't the first time it's been running, is it?
No, it's slightly difficult to remember how many times it's run, but this is at least the fourth or fifth time Audiograft has run.
Okay.
And before that, it was a festival called Sonic Art Oxford.
Okay.
And that was based much more at the university, actually.
Right.
And I think it was when Audiograft started that we decided we'd really like to get it into the town a bit more, escape from Headington and head down the hill. Yeah.
Okay, so the venues are much more all over Oxford.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this year our venues, we've got events in Modern Art Oxford, in Ovada, the O3 Gallery, the Story Museum, and the Town Hall, and a couple more, I think, which I can't place right now.
And what sort of events are going to be going on for this festival?
Yeah, there are a whole series of concerts. So from Wednesday night, so this week, the 11th, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there are live events. Mm-hmm. Then there's another concert the following weekend, which is an ensemble called Icebreaker, which is that's taking place at the Town Hall. And the final event is at, I think, at St John the Evangelist on Iffley Road on Friday, the 27th, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The exhibitions are running from the 11th to the 27th.
Right, okay.
And I suppose our main exhibition space is Ovada. There's the O3 Gallery. We've got one of our graduates, I guess, Sam Cadell, who's a really interesting kind of artist. He's working there. And then one of the events I should mention is at the new building at Brooks, the John Henry Brooks building, which is this kind of quite beautiful, pristine building for the time being. Mm. We've got a couple of works there, one using organ pipes, 100 organ pipes, which are going to be activated in this space. So the whole building should resonate to that sound.
All the time?
Yeah, no, just for the day, for 6 hours. Oh, yeah, right, so that's okay. On now. Yeah, not for the 3 weeks. That'd be scary. That's going to be there on Saturday the 14th from 12 till 6. We work, of course, with OCM, Oxford Contemporary Music, who do a kind of fantastic annual kind of series or cycle of concerts and events and gigs. So it's been brilliant working with them, actually, and their team. And, well, the best place to find out about all the events in the festival is on our website, which is audiograft.co.uk. That's got details of all the events, of how to get tickets and directions to all the venues. The launch night is this Wednesday, and that's taking place at Ovada. We are on Twitter at audiograft_festival, I think. And also the Sonic Art Research Unit is at Saru, SARU _ Brooks.
You can listen to the full interview with Paul, particularly for more details about some of the installations. So it's quite interesting to listen to the full interview. He talks about one of them, which has like videos combined with these massive bells that are turning round and round. So that sounds quite interesting. There's some sound collages. One of the exhibitions is like a wind and solar power created sound. So he talks in much more detail in the full interview about what some of these sound art installations are like. So you can hear that in our Oxcast Extra. I should also mention that Saturday's event at the Story Museum is going to be live streamed. So if you can't get along to the actual concert, then you can watch it online. And there's a link to that on the homepage of the Audiograft website. So this is Audiograft, the Sound Art Festival, running from today until the 27th of March.
Just to chip in a bit more music news as well, Cornbury and Truck have announced a few more of the bands that are going to be performing at the festivals this summer. Tom Jones is going to be at Cornbury, and The Charlatans are going to be the second headliner at Truck, and Darwin Dees are going to be playing as well, which I'm very excited about.
I've got another piece of historical theatre. This is called While They're Away, and it's going to be at the Town Hall Thursday to Saturday this week. It is a new play based on the authentic accounts of life at the home front in World War I, Oxford. And it's a new piece created by Under Construction Theatre. They're one of Oxford's really brilliant indie theatre companies, and they generally make devised and site-specific work. They've collaborated with the old fire station and Crisis and took their Bureau of Silly Sports across festivals a couple of years ago and also created a promenade piece at the Oxford Castle. So for this play, playwright Jeremy Allen has delved into local archives and worked with members of the community to uncover World War I experiences in Oxford, and then Under Construction have worked their magic to make this into a sort of fully fledged play. And the show's being performed at one of Oxford's World War I military hospitals, which was obviously the Town Hall. And during the show, you'll also learn about the other uses of buildings and landmarks in Oxford during the war. So it'll be quite educational, and you'll hear about characters from Oxford past, those kind of known to us, and stories that have been uncovered by the playwright and Under Construction. So it's a community project performance. It's called While They're Away, and it's being performed at the Town Hall from Thursday to Saturday at 7:30. Tickets have pretty much sold out, but I imagine there's waiting lists or returns, so you want to make it along to this piece because it should be quite informative and also really interesting.
Okay, well, this Thursday at the new theatre, Dylan Moran is going to be performing his new show, Off the Hook, which is very exciting. People will obviously know him from Black Books and Shaun of the Dead, and he was more recently in Calvary as well, John Michael McDonough's very, very black comedy film, which was very well received last year. He's only just kicked off his 50-odd dates tour a few days ago, so there aren't that many reviews out of it, but I mean, I think it's going to be pretty awesome anyway, because he's a funny guy. Apparently there's no real overarching theme to his tour, like you often get sort of people talking about how this tour is about growing older or this tour is about something else. Instead, it's kind of just a load of his musings on general topical themes and peculiarities of modern society. So he talks about his addiction to Candy Crush and ISIS and 50 Shades of Grey.
His addiction to all these matters.
Not all just Candy Crush. Just Candy Crush. Not addicted to everything else.
Because it's just a show about addiction.
He kind of, when he does his onstage stuff, he does all quite relaxed, sort of in like a typical Irish drunk kind of style. And it's just
But don't go along expecting the Black Books character.
No. It will be Dylan
Moran, drunk and that Irish.
Okay. I thought it might be sort of more rants, but is it kind of quite chilled musings?
Yeah, I think it's more chilled musings rather than rants. Okay. Ranting, but you have to go along and see. Because since everyone knows so much about Dylan Moran already, I thought I'd tell you a couple other things you might not know. Apparently he hates panel shows, which is why you never see him on them, really, which I hadn't really noticed until I read that.
That's why I'm not on panel shows either.
And he used to be a florist. Were you a florist, Nat, ever?
It could be my secret talent.
That's where the similarity ends. So it's his first tour in 4 years, and there aren't millions of seats left. There are about 150 left of the 1,800 capacity of the new theatre. Lots of the other dates are sold out. Tickets are about £30, and it's at 8 o'clock on Thursday at the New Theatre.
Okay, well, last week in the Oxcast, we spoke about the Oxfordshire Science Festival, which has been running and is still running for the next couple of weeks. I thought I'd just highlight a couple more events for you. We talked about a few last week. We talked about dinosaurs and...
You just talked about dinosaurs.
We talked a lot about dinosaurs.
Basically just dinosaurs. But there are actually other things on. So on Friday, you could go and see Seeing the Light, which is at the John Mason School in Abingdon. This costs £7.50 and you can book tickets on the website. It's Dr. John Mason and the Sky at Night presenter, Chris Lintott. They're sort of basically explaining a sort of light phenomenon, so the Northern Lights, and explaining more about solar eclipses. So it might be quite interesting to go along, and you can kind of brush up on your knowledge of these things just before the partial eclipse, which is on March 20th. So then when you see that, you can impress all your friends with your solar knowledge from this talk. There's also a talk called Music and the Brain, which is next Wednesday, 6 till 8:15pm at the Hollywell Music Room. This, I think, ties in quite well with the Audiograft Festival, just the kind of ideas of art forms and how that has like a effect on your brain. So it's basically they're going to have a wind quintet there, and then they're going to have scientists explaining or like talking through what happens to your brain when you're listening to this music. It sounds quite interesting. I think it's quite like an artsy thing that you can view your brain doing, like it's not too technical, which is quite nice.
And then you can go to Audiograft events.
Then you can go to Audiograft.
Show off your knowledge about just the brain and sound.
You can then also go along to another brain-related event that I'm going to mention in a minute. So you see where all of these things are tying in this week for me.
Nice.
So these are just a couple of events for the Science Festival that are running this week and next. So check out all the events that they've got on their website.
You can also find all the Oxfordshire Science Festival events on our website. We've got a feature page with them all listed in one handy place.
You can also read loads of reviews from recent theatrical productions from around Oxford, as well as film reviews and restaurant reviews and loads of other stuff as well.
And don't forget to send us your Oxford fact on Twitter and Facebook, and just generally, if you want to engage with us on social media, you can find us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford or search us on Facebook at Daily Info Oxford.
And some more theatre from me. So the North Wall is hosting a show on Friday and Saturday night by a theatre company called Ridiculousmas, and it has a ridiculously long title. The piece is called The Eradication of Schizophrenia in Western Lapland. It's 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday this week.
Sounds pretty niche.
Well, as the wordy title suggests, the topic of the play is schizophrenia, and it's about the recovery of schizophrenia and a particular form of treatment that's used in Finland, so Western Lapland, called open dialogue. And the show is actually staged in a really exciting way that emphasises the kind of themes of schizophrenia and splitting. So the audience is split in two, and the action takes place on two sides of a sort of partition with a net curtain. So you're given a sort of sticker when you enter the theatre to choose which side you're going to be on. So you get a glimpse of what's happening on the other side of the curtain, but you focus on what's in front of you. And then at the interval, the audience switches places and you'll see what was happening on the other side.
Wow.
They repeat it. So the story is about a mother speaking on one side and a son on the other, and they're both linked to schizophrenia, and they run concurrently, the stories, and they'll step from scene to scene. So the subject and the staging are both really fascinating, and the reviews are describing the piece as challenging and accessible in equal measure, which is pretty much what most theatre wants to be. And so it's called The Eradication of Schizophrenia in Western Lapland. You won't forget that. It's at the North Wall for two nights, Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. It sounds really interesting, so don't miss it.
So the schizophrenia is kind of tying in with the brain themes again.
Back to Natasha,
yes,
and the brain.
Back to brain. I've got more and more brain things. This is the Oxford Brain Bank Open Day. It's on Friday as well. 1 till 3 or 4 till 6, so there's two sessions you can go along to. It's free, but you do need to book online, so that's on the University of Oxford website. It's taking place in the West Wing of the John Radcliffe Hospital, and again, there's directions of where exactly you need to go on the website. And essentially what it is, it's going to be a talk from the staff at the Brain Bank about why it's important that the Brain Bank is there. But then, the exciting bit, you get to have a tour of the lab as well, and you can see real brains under microscopes, potentially not under microscopes as well.
Human brains.
Yeah, human brains. And you can find out, they'll talk you through what they do to them and what kind of research they're used for. So, for example, they've actually just found the part of the brain that registers the level of pain, of the pain that you're having, if that makes any sense. I'm not sure. Because there are loads of parts of the body that register pain. Well, I think pain is like quite a complicated thing to sort of measure. But yeah, they've just found this part of the brain that can kind of tell you how much pain you're having, I guess. And the reason that this is useful is that it means that people who maybe can't communicate, it might help them to show people how much pain they're in, I guess. I don't know if I've explained that right or if that's exactly
accurate,
but that was one thing that I'm reading that they've just discovered. So clearly it is quite important that these brain banks are there. So if you're interested, you can go along on Friday to the John Radcliffe Hospital and have a little tour around the lab.
Now, hopefully no one has forgotten that Sunday is Mother's Day. This is your final warning to get prepared and book a restaurant or buy some flowers or plan your day. I've got a few tips of what you might want to do if you're looking for presents or if you're looking for something to do. You can look to buy some gifts at the Maudlin Flea Market, which is going to be on at the Maudlin Arms on Saturday. These things are all going to be on Saturday, actually. So the Maudlin Flea Market is 9:30 till 1 o'clock. You can pick up a gift there. East Oxford Farmers Market is going to be on Saturday from 10 till 1. And there they've got, there's a few different stalls with sort of jewellery and wood carvings and teapots. And you can buy some flowers, of course, as well. North Parade Market is going to be on from 9 till 2. And Charlby Farmers Market is going to be on from 9 till 1 on Saturday as well. Now, you might want to maybe go for afternoon tea on the Sunday or on the Saturday to treat your mum. So a few places that have it on offer are the Randolph, Cotswold Lodge, Grand Café, Old Parsonage, the Ashmolean Dining Room, which I'm assured by Susie does a very good afternoon tea, and the Rose on High Street, which does a £17.90 afternoon tea, which includes Prosecco, which I think is probably the best deal. So you might want to book that now before everyone does. And yeah, don't forget to get something for your mum and say thanks, give her a hug.
Tell her how much you love her. Nice.
Exactly.
After the weekend, on to Monday, and there's an event at the Story Museum called Pennies from Heaven. It is a talk being put on by the Oxford Technology and Media Network, and they're a local group who aim to stimulate debate and thinking on key topics and markets, and they want to take away from Cambridge the sort of identity of being one of the tech cities and bring it to Oxford. So from 6 to 9 p.m. on Monday at the Story Museum, the talk Pennies from Heaven is going to be about the future of monetizing music in the digital age. So the culture and commerce of music has really changed dramatically, and we as listeners are using lots of platforms like Spotify and YouTube to listen to music for free, but also musicians are changing the way that they fund the music and produce the music, so using things like crowdfunding to even create the record. So the whole industry is completely transformed. There's a panel of three speakers who are going to be talking about how to monetize music. The panel includes the head of music at the Camden Roundhouse in London, and the chief commercial officer for a digital music platform called 7Digital, but also musician Ollie Steadman, again from the Stornoway band, who I talk about all the time on the podcast.
Fangirl.
But he's not just from Stornoway. He also co-funded a crowdfunding gig platform called Tigmas, and they put on gigs in Oxford and all over the place as well. So tickets are £20 for non-members, and that does include a drink and a finger buffet. And if you're working in the music industry at all as a performer or a promoter, then it sounds like there'll probably be some valuable advice and interesting ideas on how to keep and sustain a career in the music industry. So the talk's called Pennies from Heaven. It's at the Story Museum, 6 till 9 on Monday, and it's being presented by the Oxford Technology and Media Network.
You could claim that Robin Thicke stole your music and then you could get money that way. There you go. That's my tip.
Topical.
Now, between the three of us on the Oxcast today, I think we are actually half Irish. So we are all very excited about St. Patrick's Day, which is on Tuesday. Although you don't have to be Irish to enjoy St. Patrick's Day, because most people aren't. It's going to be actually a big weekend for Irish sport before that, even, because Ireland are playing Wales in the Six Nations on Saturday, 2:30 kickoff. And then they're in the cricket, doing actually pretty well in the Cricket World Cup. They're playing Pakistan for place in the quarterfinals from 1 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Come on, lads.
But Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day, so I've got a few events for you that you might want to go along to. There is a gig at the Wheat Sheaf that's going to be headlined by Perkelt, an Oxford-based progressive Celtic speed folk band.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot of adjectives there.
A lot of words sounding good.
There's going to be reduced price Guinness and whiskey and a treasure hunt at O'Neill's on Tuesday as well.
Typically Irish treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm,
they love to hunt for treasure.
On the 14th, there's going to be a St. Patrick's Day dinner night at the Beacon in Wantage, which, very exciting, is going to be hosted by priests, and they're also going to be providing the comedic entertainment for the night as well.
Yeah, it's like a comedy show dinner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
3-course meal and a glass of Guinness and priest entertainment for £30, which I think is a bargain. Mm. If you're interested in Irish stuff the rest of the year round as well, there is a GAA club based in Oxford, which a lot of people might not know about, called Éire Óg Oxford. GAA is the Association for Gaelic Games, so Gaelic football and hurling. They were established in 1959, and they've got a men's football and hurling side and a women's Gaelic football side as well. They're based
But no camogie, which is women's hurling.
No camogie.
Let's get involved.
We should start a club. They're based on Horsepath Road. The Half Moon, which is a proper Irish pub on the Plain, they have an Irish session every Sunday night. Marion Flanagan's Dance School teaches Irish dancing, you'd never guess it, in Cowley, Bicester, Blackburn Leeds, Samford and Wootton. And the Irish Society meet at the Headington Conservative Club on the first Friday of every month for live music, and every Wednesday at the Black Swan off Cowley Road for a coffee morning, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. For more information about all of that, you can go to our St. Patrick's Day page on dailyinfo.co.uk/St Patrick.
There's also lots of pictures of Guinness and lots of history about St. Patrick's Day as well. You can learn a lot.
Yeah, a few fun facts.
Oh no, that terrible sound that you just heard was Anais being eaten by bears.
No!
So she is now dead.
That's it, she's gone.
And this is a thing we do farewell. In the sheet, by the way. If anybody's a Daily Info Kino, they might see that in our sheet occasionally we have people eaten by bears, and you can register your interest in having somebody eaten by bears in your own life.
It's usually for a birthday or a promotion or a graduation, something special. Farewell, and thank you to Anais for the last couple of years at Daily Info, and sad to see you go.
Bye.
Anyway, if you want to find out any more about these events, then you can look at our What's On section of our website. If you want to start a club like the hurling club that might
camogie
be now in the making,
the Anais and Orla Camogie Club, come join us.
You can also start a club on our site as well, so there are loads of opportunities on the Daily Info website.
You can also find a job with our extensive job listings and find somewhere to live or sell something, buy something.
You can up to you.
Pretty much everything.
And do follow us on Twitter @Daily Info Oxford, and like our Facebook page, just search for Daily Info Oxford.